Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We are up to the Gemara here. The last thing Gemara we were talking about over here is that Rabbanan don't really look at girls too much. And if Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the first time that he said that this woman doesn't look like the woman that we wrote the receipt for, wasn't really that particular. And the second time when he said, yes, she was the one, is not a case of changing his mind, is because he just decided to look a bit closer. And the last we're up to is Amar Abaye, 7 lines, 6 lines at the top. So Abaye says, any rabbi, the Ozul Gedusha Itza wants to get married to a woman, and he's dating her. Let him attach an Amar Aretz with him, so that the Amar Aretz will remember what the woman looks like. Dilma Mechav Lamina. Maybe he comes to the chuppah, one woman will go out with him, becomes a chuppah, there will be another woman. She's standing up, standing for somebody else, and he won't even know the difference. Okay, says the Gemara. Baal Noi says, Chara, the husband pays the money for the get. My time of why. Why the husband? It's always the beneficiary who has to pay. So the woman who's receiving the get should pay. Here we have a pasuk, the kosav, he should write, the nasan, he should give. So therefore, he has to be in control of everything. Today, why today did we institute that the women should pay for the get? You know why? Shadiu Rabbanan Aisha, you know why the Rabbanan threw the charge on the woman? You shouldn't use an excuse as a pretext to delay things. This person here will say, oh, I have no money, I'll give a get when time comes. Once the get was decided to be given, we need to make sure the get is given on time. So therefore, sorry?
Yeah.
For the get, yeah. The man may pay his own the time of the Dayan and so on. Rajbam. Okay, so you might write we write a start to the borrower, even though the lender is not there, because what can go wrong? The only one who gets hurt by it, if he loses it, is the borrower that'll have to pay money even though he never borrowed. Obviously, why not? What are we worried about? It wasn't Stam alone, it was a Heted Iska where the lender is also making 50% of the profit. So Luchaydiv, there's an Iska over here, the lender is the beneficiary, maybe he should pay part of the money. Kamashwan, the borrower pays it all. Says the Gemara, we're up to about 12 lines at the top. Koisvin Shtar Lemoiche, we're permitted to write a Shtar, a document to the vendor, even though the borrower is not there. If he loses it, the only one who gets hurt by it is the lender, is the vendor himself. And if he's willing to take the risk, that's his problem. And then the mission continues. And who should pay for the shtar? Who should pay for it? The buyer, because he's a beneficiary. We already established a rule that who pays for the contract, the legal expenses, the beneficiary. So obviously the beneficiary of a purchase is the buyer, so therefore he should be paying for it. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? No. See, you know what we need it for? If the vendor is selling the field because it's a really bad way and he's so happy to get rid of it, so maybe he's the beneficiary. And he finally got rid of the field, so he should be paying for the contract. So we say no. Rashbam ibnei Rasa, parallel to a little bit few lines below the Gemara. Mum Godul Shaba had a terrible defect. Or the Chaykim Menu was very far away from him. The Salka Dachmi Ara thought, Yitin Huschar, maybe the vendor should pay the money. The Hanod Yideyu, his benefits receive. Hakoine al Yismach, Vahamoicher al Yisabel. Sometimes it says that the buyer shouldn't get too happy and the vendor shouldn't be too sad. So usually it's the vendor who's sad he loses the property. This guy is thrilled that he finally was able to sell the property. Okay, I mean, people say Zovnit Kanisa Zovin Ivy. The one who bought, you gained. The one who sold, lost. But in this case here it's different. We would have thought commercial no.
Because it seems as though properties weren't sold too often. It says the buyer's got to go around and find something, because here in our societies, the guy who puts the property up for sale, well, he wants to sell it. It's not, you do have the people go try to find.
Yeah, but it's independent. We have a concept called Eidet Dochki Zuzi. There's two kinds of sellers. One seller wants to make a profit. He's not pressed for money. He'll stand and negotiate. And there's another one here that's pressed for money and hard. So the one pressed for money, he's the one who's happy when he sells it because he needs the money desperately. The other one's happy to wait till he gets the price that he wants. Ain't koisin shtari eidasi in the tanoim. You don't write the shtari eidasin. And then we say that they both have to pay. Says the Gemara for the contract. Pshita, obviously both have to pay. Why not? the chassan side, to the kalut side. Lo, you know, tzicha, da filo tzurbe merabonon, even though the chassan is a talmud chacham. Therefore, the nichle lechamu lekreiver. We would have thought that the shverer, so happy he's getting himself a son-in-law, talmud chacham, he'll be willing to pay for the entire legal expenses. Kamash lo, no, they got it to share it equally. Hashbam, I filo tzurbe merabonon, ha chassan. Salka, I mean, I would have thought, chomav yitin kolaschar, that the shver will pay the whole money. Shahari meisi bit, talmud chacham, he's more than happy. Rabbeinu Geshem is a pretty strong Rabbeinu Geshem. Rabbeinu Geshem says that the Gemara's question is not on the second part about who pays for the shtar. It's about the first part. You don't write a shtar erisin unless both parties agree, the chassan and the kala. So Rabbeinu Geshem, I would have thought that if the chassan talmud chacham, we don't even need the girl to know. Look at this. Rabbeinu Geshem says here, where is he? Yeah, Rabbeinu Geshem says here, Pshit, three lines in the middle, white lines. Pshit, the ain kaisvin elamidashne. Surely you don't write unless they both agree. Achi satish name. Hashtad Edison. Of course you don't write a shidduch until both parties agree. Name. Loitzich, I feel tshuba rabbanon. Salke dat min thought. Kaisvin shalay medato. We don't need her opinion. The kivin the tshuba rabbanon, this bochid is a tamachachem. Tisratze bahanik nusha. Definitely she'll agree. You think she won't agree? Kishi yagi eliyadu whenever she finds out about it. Kamar shalon. The feel hachi ain't koisvin elokish dashne, and she needs her consent. And that people talk about behaviors for today. The chassan pays the fees. The chassan is the beneficiary, which is an interesting thing here. By a chassan, we don't say the both beneficiary, the chassan, he pays the whole fees. So that Rashbam learned the Gemara's questions about who pays the fees. We would have thought that the kalva side is so happy that you're getting such a wonderful chassan, they'll pay. Commercial, no. The Ben Geshel is that we would have thought you don't even need a consent. So happy to over the moon to have a time of her husband, a clothing man. That's all that matters. Pretty interesting.
They're all nice, decent guys, that's why.
And that's it. I agree. Tell you what, right? In case we start at least with Kabbalah, there are two kinds of sharecroppers. One is where you get, depending on the yield, you get always 25%. Another one is a fixed amount regardless of what the yield is. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Again, who's the beneficiary? The sharecropper, so he has to. He has to pay for the entire shtar, but they both have to agree to the writing in the first place. And then it says, right, sorry, Pshita, obviously, he's the beneficiary, the sharecropper. Of course, he has to pay for it. The first couple of years, he has to leave the land fallow, so he has nothing from it. So maybe the vendor should pay for it. No, the Buddha should you have to leave it fallow 1 or 2 years, but ain't ever got to the he has no benefit. What in the world is Shtar Berudin? My Shtar Berudin, Hocha Tagim, here we translate Shtar Kindness, you document all of your claims. What do you mean? So Rashbam, study tainus, a shnei soifre had the yonin, how you claim tainus and shehari, if they used to record all the tainus, the claims you have. So they say, yitainin v'chayzin v'tainin, we don't want you to come with one claim and then later on come with another claim when you realize what's going on in the court. You know, be a tainin v'chayzin v'tainin, unless you're explaining what you said first. And based on those tainus, we're paskin, so we need you to write down your claim, you don't change your mind. That's how the Rashbam learns. I mean, Geshe learns very differently. Yeah, but the other guy's written down for 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 Zeb Bodil Echad, the other guy chooses another what do you call them when they sit down and they write everything down, the position. Shemikabel Tanoisev, Vikoiz write down, Kadeshleis Chalfu Tanya saying, the Tainas shouldn't mix up. What do you mean? My Tainas shouldn't become the other Tainas, the plaintiff shouldn't become the defendant, the defendant's plaintiff. If they all write it on the same document, it'll be a mix up. So the plaintiff goes to one guy, does that position. The defendant goes to another guy, does that position. The Noisin Lechol Echa Tanoisev, the Oisa Shel Chaveiroi. Very interesting. So just like in the Kosher court, you have discovery. So you have to give me everything you have, and vice versa. Here, he says you have discovery. That you have to send to me. First of all, each one goes to a separate guy to do their position, so we don't get mixed up. That my guy knows only my side of the story, and this guy knows only your side of the story. And then we send to each other so that we know what I have to deal with before the case starts. We don't do that today in the court, in the Bezdin. All your arguments and all my arguments, I sent to you what all my arguments are.
There is a statement of defense.
No, you don't, in a Bezdin, you don't have to do all that. I'm talking about a Bezdin. He's talking about the Bezdin with the deposition and all my tightness, and we send it to each other. We also keep it a lot more honest. Because sometimes, you know, the Zablah tells him things in the middle of the case. Oh, you know, I just heard this. Say that. It would avoid a lot of these troubles. Anyway, the Gemara. However, the Zablah, we write down that we accept the Zablah. So in the middle of the case, we shouldn't come back and say, hey, we don't want to. The guy who loses says, I don't like this guy. Rav Shimon Gula says you write to two. The first one says that that you write down on one star and they both pay for it. The second one says Rav Shimon Gula says no, each one writes his own star document. What's the machlekes? Lame, but very interesting. But Rambam learned the koyfin. They're arguing about whether you force a midas daim. What kind of midas daim is over here? It's a mishnah pirkei avos. Zeh oimis shali shali v'shalach shalach. Zeh midas bainis. V'yeshem is a midas daim. That's the machlekes. This guy says, I want to have my own document. I don't want my document to share with you. And you said no. And you say you want your own document. That's called shali shali v'shalach shalach. That's midas daim. So Tanakhama says, we force you. No, you got to share one document. And Rashi Mula says, no, it's not a problem. We do force midas daim. If we force midas daim, so how come we don't just share one contract? Why should we say each one has their own? I don't want to be next to you. The dummies are like Aryar, but I feel like there's a lion in my room over there. What, I'm going to share with you a document that we're fighting? It's different. You'll have another one. Mine is mine, yours is yours. We make one document. The dumbest like Ali, the Arabic Kosho, Shatida Haksav, Tobi like Balila's tiniest Echaksuvim boy. Every time I look at it, I have to see your tiniest. Visham Tida Tano Yisai, you'll see my tiniest. Novel Yed Medi will come to argue every time. Each Medi Bizato, you're a Baal Machlekes. Every time I look at the document for anything, I see your tiniest there and we're going to have big fights. Don't want anything to do with you. Lay Medubshik Vlay Moksach. Says the Mishnah. If somebody paid off part of his chayv, let's say I owe you $100, so I paid only $50 of it, and you couldn't be bothered to write a receipt for me or something, and you don't want to rip up the shtar, so we give the shtar into a third party. If I don't pay you, but 30 days are up, tell the shtar, I want you, the shlish, the third party, to give it back to the lender, not of mine, if he collects all over again the $500, because I'm so certain that I am going to give him pay him before then. He gives my loss and something happened, didn't pay that. Rabbi Yisrael Yitin, that's too bad, you got to give it to the guy. You said so. Rabbi Huda Imala Yitin, it was only a smachta, he never meant it. Says the Gemara, Mike, you had previously, Rabbi Yisrael, so a smachta, Kanye, a smachta, you were sure that it would never come to eventuate. Therefore, but too bad, it's still kind of, so now that it didn't eventuate, you have to give him the star. Rabbi Huda, so a smachta, Kanye, he never really wanted it to happen, so it's not a kind of. I'm not going to have a look at Rabbi Yisrael. Look at the beast, the smachtes can you. Kiosa of Kamarabami Amalovi, Himachas, the Beacon, the Palm, the Shane, the Shne, look at the beast, two or three times where he told us, a number of times he told us, one or two times, that I look at the beast. And he may ask, what should I do? I have to agree that I look at the beast, but the Gemara concludes, nevertheless, ain't I look at the beast, I look at the beast. So the Rashbam says it's not so simple. The Einalach Abiyasi, four lines in the bottom. Afa Pishin Muka Ima, even though we have a rule that Abiyasi doesn't argue too often, but whenever he does, the Halach is always like him. Das Machte Leik Kanye, and Abiyasi says that Das Machte is Kanye. So nevertheless, we sort of agree, we make compromise. When is Das Machte Kanye? Elin Ken Konum Inebe Bezen Choshev. If it's a Choshev, a Bezen, then we say Das Machte Kanye. Over the lay honest, and you weren't forced in a situation you could almost have in the Dorim. The big machlekes are shining. What's a chashev bezin? According to the Rambam, only a bezin that is throw. It has smich as a chashev bezin. According to many of the shining, any bezin that knows what they're doing and they know the laws of smachta is considered chashma ben. You clearly spell it out because in the chashma ben is considered you follow smachta. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mishnah. What happens if your shtar chayv was erased? What do you do? And you want to like have a fax, and the fax gets erased or fades away. What do you do? Ma'amid olav edim. You go to court. You bring the edim uvoli fnei bezin va'isim lekim, and they give a certification saying that we read the shtar and it's documented properly. That what ish pleni ben pleni nimchik shtar ben pleni. This is what they like. Let's do the Rashbam on the bottom before we go right there. Mishenim zachayve me'atzme on its own. Not that a bezin ripped it up, because then you know obviously it's full. It's no good. Shenetashtes oishenoflu olav maim. It got dirty or water fell on. What do you do? So they know the contents of the shtar. They know when it was written. Even though you cannot read it, they remember from memory. They go before Bezin to certify, validate it. This is what the Bezin writes. They repeat everything that's written in the shtar that faded away. They rewrite based on the testimony of these edim. The date, the money. The most important thing is the date, because remember you're collecting from the kuches from that date. Nimchak story, so you cost to be in plainly and plainly. She in plainly was written on that day, you plainly, plainly aid in these with the witches are soon, but calls that coistfin, they write, Ela Makaima, this bezin that's establishing it, Ramakach, like a coistman, a shamaisim, but so if they sign their names, then says the Mishnah Vaitan, the right plainly, plainly aid them, and these two people are his agent, says the Gemara Tonam, and we learn. What's the language, the preamble that they write by the Kiyum? We're sitting in front of three judges. Onu, Pliny, Uplaini, Uplaini, and you write down the names of three judges. Then this person, the son of that person, produced a shtar mochel before us. On this day. Uplaini, Uplaini, Adav. And the following two people were the witnesses. And if it's written, he's kaknu le edus and shaladim. If we had to notify and summon these witnesses to verify exactly what's there, and we interrogated separately, and they both said the same story, we will now collect from the kuchas with this document. From which date? From the date, not the date when this document, the business document, was made, which might be a year later, but from the date that they record in that document when the original shtar was written. It doesn't have to bring any raya whatsoever because he has this gishtamke from the bezin. However, but if not, if the bezin doesn't say that, doesn't write that early date, then he has to bring a raya from the early date.
If you say that when you have a shtar, why the buyer who buys unsold properties warned is because there's a coil throughout that shtar. So if they get this rubbed out shtar, can a guy walk around and say, listen, this day I did a shtar for a loan, and you guys remember hearing that call, and he brings these people in.
No, it has to be people on the shtar.
So,
people on the shtar, we're talking about a shtar.
So in other words, to in order to create a new shtar,
you get the original witnesses.
You need the written, but for the guy to know that there's been a debt taken out, there's been a, you know, was this property.
But if it's no shtar, but the other guy said, pay you back.
But we say, why is the buyer of property warned? Because there's a call.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there's a call for him to get the warning, but it's not good enough to try and reconstitute a shtar.
No.
Despite the fact that it was a
call. But it has to be done properly. The top of the page. Written on a certain day. They were signed on it. And Tesis also adds, perhaps the Edim will actually witness the transaction. If it's written in the shtar, sha'amnu elu bezdin hamekaimin, this particular bezdin that verified the shtar, the chokru eid machsum, they interrogated these witnesses, lahoyid al chasim masum, they testified by their own testimony, their own signatures, the nimtu devrei mechavonim, and comes out the words are accurate. Then this shtar has the full power of a shtar, and you can go back to the date, the original date is written. Goyvim mizman rishon akotzev shtar, the very early date. Then tzarich raya acheret, no other evidence. The imla, but if not, if they didn't interrogate the witnesses, tzar lahovi raya acheret alazman, then he needs to bring another proof that the date was that this bezin road is the accurate date. And also the amount of money. If the bezin didn't have a chance to interrogate the witnesses, they just had other witnesses, for example, recognize the signatures or something was left, then they'll give you a shtar, but when you go to Lekuch will say, prove that that the date is right, the sum is right, and so on and so forth.
If one of the edim are gone, it's over.
Basically. Or there were other edim who saw it as well, they said in the sign. But otherwise, yes, you got to maintain the shtar, the quantity of the shtar.
That the guy who buys a property can lose the property on the basis that you say, well, you should have known that there
Once you have 3 years, you're safe. It's only during 3 years. You got to be very careful, yes. Once you have 3 years, no problem.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the point is to take away from the guy who bought a property. There's a shtar everything, and what do you do? You come in and take the property. He says, "I didn't know there was a loan on this." They tell you should have been aware, because when the shtar was signed, there was a call floating around.
That's right? How it works.
That's your bad luck.
Yeah.
So in other words, what I'm saying is, you can take the property out of him with just on the basis of a call, really. But in order
but a call generated by a shtar, a call generated by the shtar, and the shtar has existed till now. So it's a shtar.
Oh, okay, so the shtar is still in existence. So,
then you were invited. Nikra, if it was ripped apostle, then we don't care. We don't discount the shtar either. Niskare, if it tore on its own, kosher. What do you mean, Nikra, says Rashbam? Adi Odom, human hands. Then it means it's apostle. Niskare for itself. Nimchak was erased, and your tasha became dirty or solid. Imri Shumanikar, if you can still see the outline of the words, kosher is kosher. Okay. Says the Gemara, Heichidom and Nikra Heichidom is Kara. How can you tell if it was done by a human or it was done by on its own? What have you done? Nikra, very simple. Nikra, what do you mean ripped up? Karashel Bezin. When a Bezin ripped it up. Niskara ripped them on its own means Karash Enishel Bezin. Maybe even a person ripped it by mistake. But if a Bezin ripped it, we know that the shtar is possible. Heichidom and Karashel Bezin. How can you tell when a Bezin rips it? What have you done? Mokam, well, you know what they rip out? They specifically rip out Mokam Edim with the Edim. Mokam as man, where you write at the time of date. Mokam atayda, you write the main details is how much money or whatever the star is about. That means that's very, very precise. It's very precise. You rip certain parts out. It must be a bezin. Or a bayama shesi ve'ediv. That was, what do you call it? Perpendicular lines. Or sometimes the necks. And then you could tell it was done deliberate. It wasn't by mistake. You ripped it, and then it would be an angle. But this is deliberate. You see, it's clear. So that's a bezin's rip. So what about Ahun Hani Ar Boy with his Arabs? The Osul of Pumbadisa. They came to Pumbadisa. The Havikoi Ansi Arata Dinshi. They were terrible people. They used to steal, seize properties from people. And the Eden couldn't. There's nothing they can do about it.
They already had a reputation back then.
Yeah, exactly. Now these Arvoyi would steal the property and then sell somebody else. So the original owners wanted to have the right to go take the buyers to court, because the buyers know that they'll lose the property. They won't buy it. And the biggest problem for a thief, if he can't fence it, what's he gonna do with the property? What's he gonna do with it? So they wanted to prevent these Ganovim from taking the properties. So Hagmot understands Gemara. But anyway, so they went to Osu Marvasai to come to buy. The real owners came to buy and said, "Buy, listen. Now, on Malay, they said to buy, do us a favor. Lech ze mashtori, v'lichtev le mashtori acharine. We want to show you our document. Give us a second document. What's going to happen is these Ganovim are going to come take our property. They're going to force us to give them the shtad, our deeds. And then we have no evidence. We everyone go to court. And take, or didn't tell you whatever it is, take the Yidden who buy it from the gates. Our property, we have no evidence. Write us a second shtar, a duplicate. And you'll see our original shtar, so you can write a duplicate. Give us, write the duplicate so we can have it in 5 years, whatever it is, we'll come and pull out the original shtar, take them to court, or didn't tell you, and get our property back. Help us. The Mishnah's Chad, if these Arabs will steal one of our shtars, Naktin and Chad Biyad, we still have the other one in our hand. Rashbam. Arvo Yishma'ilim. Arabs. They're very strong. They give not only they took the property, they also took the deeds. Look at it right now before they take from us.
I can tell Iraqis today, back then, you Iraqis,
your
Arabs, you weren't even here. Back then, the Arabs came from somewhere else. They weren't locals. They came from Saudi Arabia, probably.
We had different nations to rule in Babel at different times. Parsi was one nation. They were the Shoyim. They were worse.
No.
The Kosla and the Achatachta. So write another one for us. Im Yenis Echad Yishal and Hasheni. We lose one. We still have another one. But as Mamaruba later on, Im Tiyah Dein Tkifa. Once the Eden are in control again, and we can take them to a Bezdin in a court. Now Adad also the Seinu will make a Eder in our fields. The Nikham Miyad Halochim Oisim Miyad Arbaim. We're not going to fight with Arbaim. We're going to fight with the Jewish people who bought the land from these Ganavim. Says the Gemara, Amalahu, Rabbi said, I can't help you. It's a very sad Gemara. Rabbi is always there ready to, you know, to help everybody here. He said, my Abilahu, what can I do to you? I can't, what can I do? You want to write another star? I can't. Why? Because Amar Rav Safra says in the next blot, in Koisvin Shnei Shtoris Al Soda Achas, you don't write two deeds on one field. Why not? Dilma Tari Vahada Tarif. Maybe you will go and take away from the Lekech a loan, an outstanding loan, and then the Lekech will buy it a second time, or another Lekech will buy, you know, then another time you'll go and take again. That you'll say, look, I had a field that was stolen from me, and you sold it, and therefore I have, here's my document. You'll take two fields out with one document. With one, you had one field, and you'll go to two Lekuchas because you have two documents. Vahada Tari Vahada Tarif. Rashbam. Let's say Reuven bought a field with achrayis. A balchayv of the meich will come and take away the field from Reuven. So what will Reuven do? The tariv melekuchas. He's entitled, right, to get compensated. He'll go to lekuchas from lekuchas who bought from later on. And he will give them one of the documents that he had proof that he wants his field. He said, here it is. And that guy will then go to the moich and say, you see, you sold the field to Reuven, and he lost his field, and he came and took my field. Now you got to compensate me.
So was he saying this to these guys here?
He's saying, why? Not you guys. This is a general din. Then this same Reuven will go to another buyer and say, my field was taken away, I'm taking your field away, and here's a document about my field. Clear document. So the guy will give it to him. So he collected two fields. Because he lost his one field, because there's two documents. He'll say, they took from me again. I'll take again from Lekuchas. I still have the sale, contract sale. So therefore, by law, we can't give two shtaras. I'm sorry, even though I understand why you're doing this, but you might use it for other purposes. I can't. Says the Gemara, these guys didn't chep, they still stopped chepping him. That's they were pestering him. Amalele Safri said to his scribe, Zil Kosaluhu, he told the scribe, you know what, write them a shtar, Al Hamechik, on an erased part of the shtar, the Eid of Alaniyor, and the witness on the clean part. If you remember, we learned before that such a shtar is possible because they might erase what's in the contents and put another one. And even though we can tell the difference in the first one erasal or two erasals, but not when the bottom part is clean, we can only tell two that got to be one, not when the part is clean. Rashbam, Omle the Safi Zil Kosovo, Yishtar, Umechazi Goyse Vakach, the Kosovo, the Mechag, the Aidim, Yechtim, Alan Yor, and the paper, Eilu, La Yitno Lev, Shu Postle, Viftimem, and they won't realize the Postle Shtar, and they'll leave me alone. Omle the Vach, back to Gemara. Omle the Vach, Bam Yor Baye, Vidilma, Rishumai Niker, he said to him, you may be the original. Rashbam, what's he saying here? Maybe the original, in other words, if it faded away, maybe the original is still noticeable. What do you mean? So, what's going on here? What's that do with our story here? Says the Rashbam. Omer Rachab and Yom Labaye, Li Nida, it seems to me that Rachab and Yom have a Safi that he thought, the Hochi Omer Rabbi the Safi, which Rabbi said, the Nichtelu Shtar Ma'al, you write them a proper star, 100%. The Hodon Nimchike, this is what he thought Rabbi was suggesting. Write the proper style. Let them see that I wrote them a style that the proper is theirs. Then erase it all and write a second time the same thing. And therefore, when it goes to the Bezim, won't accept it. It says, and the paper, this question is, if you write up the proper style on the bottom and then you erase it, maybe the top part is going to fade away and they'll be able to see what was underneath the erasure on the bottom or the sleeves. You can get the outline of the words. And they'll see it says exactly the same thing. So it's a kosher shtar. What's the whole problem about eraser with skin? It says something totally different, different number, different date, and everything else. But here we see it's the same. But maybe they didn't erase it properly. But they plan to write again on it. And maybe the original outline is nikid. He'll erase the second one. He'll erase the second one. He'll erase the top layer. You'll be able to read the bottom one. He'll have a kosher shtar. The very first time they wrote in the shtar was written properly. It's like a little muddy, solid. We said before, kosher. So he said, so what are you doing? You actually give him a kosher shtar. So maybe give him a chetchila kosher shtar. What are you playing these games for? So the Gemara writes, "Amr the Rabbah ben Yehuda by Dilma Rishuvenika v'Tanya Nimchen Tashes Rishuvenika Kosher Kosher." Amr said to them, "Mika Amina Shtorim Alia Alibes Ba'Alma Kamina." You think I told you in the first layer when on the blank part you write a proper star, then erase that, then write it again? No, on the first part just write the Alibes. Then erase it, and then put the second one on. So even if they erase the top one, what are you going to get in the bottom? Nothing. So there's nothing. It's a trick.
You understand, but therefore they'll now have their original star, which Abaya didn't want to copy and give a second version. They've now got two documents.
That's right.
One document, original, one document that Abaya gave them. So now when these Arabs come and say...
No, that's not what he's saying at all. He's saying, too, I can help you. But what he should, if these people are smart, they'll give to the Arabs the erased one.
That's right.
If they're smart. And the Arabs don't know halacha, they might have a Jewish lawyer with them who checks the deeds. Rashbam, I'm going to be
so sorry,
I'm going
to be
here.
You could make some comments. So listen, if you've got Arabs coming to buy to sell you properties, be careful.
You said, but he's getting a bargain. Felix, $1,000, they're getting for $200, which Eid is not going to take it. I didn't know it was stolen goods, so. Sell chet in paper. Alef beis ba'alma kamina, the body betel and Martin Luther will be to write and to rewrite. Say, you want to write? But you're right. If the Eden was smart, that's what they should. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
Says you want to write, and maybe that's what Abaye intended there without telling him off in hate. Maybe he didn't want to get caught out because these banditin will come and hurt him. Tell him what we learned. Hadei shebo, if a guy comes, v'avad, he said, avad shtar chayvi, I lost my shtar chayv. So do me a favor, write me another one with the word for word exactly the same date and amount, so on and so forth. And he has no witness that he lost it. He has no witness that he lost it. He's saying, I lost it. And he has the original witness who signed it, and they're prepared to come over and say, testify, so write me another star. So that was, could be he's a liar, and now he has two stars. Afa pishamra edim onu kasavnu. Yes, we remember that we wrote the original star, vichasamnu, and we remember signing it, v'nosnanu loy, we remember clearly giving it to him, and kaisvin loy is a star. We're not going to give it to him, because maybe he never lost it, and now he has two documents. So he can always pull out the second one. There's bam. Oh, that's Tor Chayiv. The Kosher Le'achatatim. Write me another one. And said, "B'chol Kosher B'dishin." Everything written in the first one. Going Shein Le'edim Shavim. And he has no witness there. He lost it. Kasavnim Nesanaloi. The Lekel Memi can't say Shem Kosher with a love. He can't say it was time written the Shtar. No, remember clearly it was a Tzakas under Shtar. We won't give another one.
How can you have Edim giving testimony that the Shtar is lost? That give us.
No, they're not. How they saw? They were together with him. They saw that it was with him in his pocket. He read it for us, and then we traveled together, and then it was gone. And we checked, looked everywhere, we couldn't find it. I mean, there are ways. Says the Gemara, you don't write it because we're scared they'll have a second star. He'll collect twice for the same loan. Ahmed, when are we scared? When it comes to a loan. And we're worried about the lekuches that they can lose out because they will lose twice. For one loan, they'll lose twice. When it comes to a sale, Kais will write it again. But we will not write the part that says that we take responsibility. You cannot go to lekuches. We're going to give you a sale, but we're not going to let this buyer who's asking for the shtar to have written there a clause, an insurance clause, that if he loses this property, he'll get recompensated. That we don't trust you. Maybe you have another one. Even if he says, besides, there's no achrayis, ain't koisvim the osim mitzvah melechari, because you'll go to the bar and collect. Maybe you're a liar and you'll collect from the bar twice for one loan. Maybe never lost it. Maybe you'll find it and you'll collect twice. Or even if you lost it, maybe you lost it, but you found it afterwards. I will be story mekhamemche where the buyer has the property and he's asking, I want another deed. We'll give you another deed, but we're not without the words. Achrayis. The Edim said, yes, we wrote it, we gave it to him, we signed it, but we're not giving insurance policy. Why will we write it? Because it's a fact. The buyer does own the property. We have witnesses here. And why does he want to start that? And he's scared that maybe people forget the witness will die and then there'll ever be a dispute. He has evidence that he bought it. Yare penish the key, had double be forgotten via Adra, loves like it didn't. People will complain, not rightfully, we will give you another deed. But Balaya Chray is without that insurance policy, if I come on, Shtora did not the Kasfunu, but Layla Migbebe, you cannot collect with it, Layla Shabadi, Layla Chadis. However, you must invite it up, Shimigam Laymer. Af Shtore, Mecca, Chamemcher, and Kaisin. He holds that you wouldn't even write such a second deed. So goes, Bam, why not? This really he holds. You cannot coin a star unless you do a kinyan mesidah. It'll come. Gabi matana. The chayshim were worried. Dilma la'acha shekosu v'nosin lo star hamechida. We worried after they wrote it, they gave the star hamechida. Hechzel lo lekerzel lemeiches a star. and maybe they unraveled that whole deal. He gave him back the shtar, and he gave him back the property. We'll see the Gemara tomorrow. The whole thing about matana will come. This is part of Yom Shemur.